SRN News, I'm John Scott. If President Trump's announcement of reciprocal tariffs was intended to inspire the elation of a Liberation Day, then the reaction from Wall Street's first day of trading has been quite the opposite. The Dow is down 1,440 points, the NASDAQ losing 958, and the S&P 500 243 in the red.
Investors worldwide anticipated Mr. Trump's announcement, evidenced by the fact that the benchmark S&P index had already dropped 10% from its all-time high. The markets appeared to be reacting to what one analyst has called, quote, the worst-case scenario for tariffs, unquote. One assessment by UBS projects a downside fear that the U.S. economy could fall by 2 percentage points this year and raise inflation close to 5%. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, severe storms will continue to fire through the day and may sneak south of the front. Should this happen, a notable increase in the risk of tornadoes will become apparent from northeastern Texas into Mississippi. Some of these tornadoes could be strong. EF2s to EF3s. New York City Mayor Eric Adams announced that he is dropping out of the Democratic primary and running in the general election as an independent. Reporter Bernie Bennett has more.
The announcement comes one day after a Manhattan federal judge dismissed a 5-count corruption case against the incumbent with prejudice, meaning the case cannot be revived. Adams maintains he did nothing wrong and doubled down on his criticism of the bogus case. Adams had until Thursday to officially register for the Democratic mayoral primary. When asked by CBS News whether he would file his petition for the primary by the deadline, Adams teased an announcement was coming soon. The mayor previously suggested that his indictment was politically motivated because of his criticisms of the Biden administration's lenient immigration policies. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. A new look at faith groups in the U.S.
In a new book by three academics entitled Secular Surge, the population is divided into four groups: religionists, non-religionists, secularists, and religious secularists. Religionists, all people of faith, are 41%, while secularists who have no faith are 27%. The book lists religious secularists at 14%. They have faith but secular political views, while non-religionists, 18%, have no specific faith but they're open to spiritual things. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that a long-dormant 1985 state law in Nevada requiring parents to be notified before a minor undergoes an abortion can be enforced. U.S. District Court Judge Ann Tron says the statute can take effect on April 30th, but left open the possibility for abortion advocates to seek a court order blocking its reinstatement while they challenge the law's constitutionality. This is SRN News. The death toll from the earthquake that hit Myanmar nearly a week ago has risen to 3,145. As search and rescue teams find more bodies, thousands were injured. Mediators from the South African Union have arrived in the capital of South Sudan for talks aimed at averting a new civil war in that strife-torn nation.
The African Union delegation has an extremely tough job on its hands as it tries to get President Salva Kiir and his rival Riek Machar to put the country before their own desire for power. Mr. Kiir has been under huge pressure, partly because South Sudan's economy is so reliant on oil. It's exported via a pipeline which runs through neighbouring Sudan, but the civil war there has severely disrupted South Sudan's oil revenues, and this has made the country even more unstable and vulnerable to political turmoil.
The BBC's Will Ross with that report. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.